On today's episode of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast, we're going to be talking about the top fusion line of radios, and that's going to be the FTM 500 and the FT5. Not really a review of the radios, but how they really kind of fit into that fusion profile and why they make great fusion radios. That's for today, Monday, February 26th, on the Yaesu the Radio Show. And welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, John Crook, and we enjoy you tuning into the podcast, and we enjoy making the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast for everybody, which can go ahead and be streamed on Podbean, or you can download the episodes from Podbean. But also, too, is maybe you might be going ahead and, hey, I'm not really a podcaster person. I like listening, but I like to see some stuff on there. You can also catch this episode video recorded on our YouTube channel at Yaesu USA Official. That's right, Yaesu USA Official. But what is today's episode about? Well, today's episode about is really the FTM 500 as well as the FT5D. So we're going to be talking about the difference or the what we would consider the higher tier Yaesu System Fusion radios out there. Now, there's many different models out there. There's three different mobiles, and there's now don't get me wrong, there are mobiles that are no longer in production. We're going to be talking about radios here that are in production over the next couple podcasts here and stuff like that out there. But before we dive into that, let's talk about radios that Yaesu makes and loves to see customers use. And I'm not talking about amateur. Everybody usually hears the term Yaesu, and they're really thinking amateur radio. But did you know that Yaesu also makes marine and aviation radios? That's correct. Marine and aviation radios, in addition to our amazing amateur product line. That's right. You want to find out about radios. You want to be full in. Hey, if you are into boating, if you are into marine activities, if you're looking for a radio that needs to be marine band based, Yaesu has that solution for you. Not only are we an amateur, but we're in that too. And if you are into flying, if you do anything like me, I am a drone operator. I need to have an air band radio with me. Guess what? Yaesu has that solution for you also too. Don't be afraid to go to our website, yaesu.com. Now that's going to take you and put you up to that amateur side right away. Go in that upper right-hand corner. You're going to see our division of Marine known as Standard Horizon. And then you also see our air band division, which is also known as Yaesu. So three great different types of product solutions: Yaesu Amateur, Standard Horizon for Marine, as well as Yaesu for the Airband. When you need a radio in one of these things, make sure you contact Yaesu. We will be more than happy to get that radio and your communication needs squared away for you. All right, as we said, we're talking about the FTM 500 and the FT5D here, and I'll tell you what about those radios. Pretty amazing radios in and of itself. So let's dive into the 500 right away. So why is this hailed as the top-of-the-line fusion radio that's out there right now? The radio, some people don't understand the design of the radio, and really that's kind of what it comes into. And I think we need to touch on that a little bit to be able to understand why this is a great mobile radio, especially for fusion. So when the FTM 500 was engineered from the ground up, and we say the ground up because normally when you have radios, what happens, right? You're gonna build a radio and, hey, this worked before and this didn't. Let's go ahead and expand on what worked and let's make sure what didn't work, right? That's common sense, right? You do that with anything. But the 500 was different. The 500 didn't say, okay, we know what works, we know what doesn't work, we know this and this and this and this. You know what? Here's what we need to do. We need to go ahead, we need to have this radio, and we need it to fulfill a purpose. We need it to do something. And that purpose, what it needed to be fulfilled, was it needed to be a great mobile radio that functions easily in the mobile environment. Okay? You could build any radio, any mobile radio, and obviously by definition of the name mobile radio, it's going to work in a mobile environment. Well, duh, right? Okay, understand that. But there are certain characteristics and features that are in a radio that really make it a true, I'm going to have ease of operation while I'm in a mobile environment, and that's where the 500 comes into play. So understanding 500, first of all, you have controls that are designed for basically operation by just feel or touch. And what I mean by that is that unlike other radios that might be out in the market with different brands or maybe our other radios out there, you sometimes have to take a look, maybe to avert your eyes, that kind of thing like that on there. Not with the 500. The 500 is designed to have the main and sub design, not an A and B, right? Like other radios, we have like the FTM-200, the FTM-300. They have an A and a B. It's like a top and a bottom, right? The A and the B side of the radio. Not the 500. The 500 has a main and a sub. And the reason that that concept was used is because with a main and a sub setup, you can lock the controls as being those controls for that band. So in other words, when you are using the main portion of the radio, the top left knob on the left-hand side there, that's volume, and the big dial in there is your channel select for memory or VFO. Always. So whatever's on the top display of that radio, it's always going to go ahead and be there, okay? And that's how you can adjust that. Now, the bottom left is going to be your sub volume, and then the bottom right is going to be your sub dial on there. Now, once again, locked in place. Well, people say, well, John, you know, that's the difference. You know, who cares? You know, the A and the B on the other radios were the same thing. I just needed to know to use up and top. Right, you had to do that. But if you're going to be interacting with the band, you're always going to interact with what is considered the main. Those knobs are going to be the same. If you have a different radio, it's an A and a B side of things. Right, when you're on the B side, you have to know to use the lower set of controls or maybe a different set of controls to control that. And then when you go back to the A side, it's a completely different set, not on the 500. In addition, one thing I like on the 500, I actually have it here offside, is that regardless whether you're turning volume knob or the actual selector knob for the main or the sub or the multifunction knob on there, it clicks. It feels. You can feel it's like click, 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 click. It doesn't, you don't hear a click, but you can actually feel it. That is important when you're driving because if you don't have that click, you're not really going to know what you're doing on there. But that's kind of that 10,000-foot view. We've talked about the FTM 500. It's been out for a while. It's been out for about a year or so, I would say. And people do that. But let's get to the heart of it. Why is this a good Fusion radio? Well, for a couple of different reasons. We'll start out with some of the things. First of all, you could do Fusion on the A band or the B band. Other older models, like the FTM 100 and the FTM 400, did not allow you to do that. It did not allow you to do that in any way, shape, or form. So when you had this set up this way, what was ended up happening is that you had to have like your A band or your top band as Fusion only. Your B band did not do it. And that is why there was separate memory positions on there, not on the 500. You could do the A or the B band on there. Now, what also makes this great on there is that with Fusion being able to be done on the A, the main and the sub, in the 500, excuse me, main and the sub, not an A and B, main and a sub, is you can actually have the main and the sub on different Fusion frequencies and receiving active Fusion transmissions. Couldn't do that on the 400, couldn't do that on the 100. The 200 only has one receiver. You could do that with the 300, but if you're really looking for that high-quality thing, that is going to be the 500 on here. Nothing against the 300, 200. We're going to get that to the next episode. The 200 and 300 are great for different type of aspects environment. I use them in my house, okay, in my shack and everything. But let's get back to the 500, which this episode is about. Now, with that being said, you can do that. What also is amazing is that when you have it, because it has dual active receivers, if you are in a multi-frequency Fusion system and you're going in on, let's say, VHF but coming out on UHF on a different repeater, you can actually hear yourself come back on it, okay? So that means you're able to go ahead, key in, and I have this. I have Fusion repeaters, and I know shocking for some, right? But I can go in on my VHF Fusion repeater, which is linked over to my UHF Fusion repeater, and I can hear myself coming back on there, all right? Because it also has that dual band capability on there. So getting back to it, this also makes it nice for a satellite operational rig. I've used my FTM 500 to attempt satellite communications, okay? Problem is I was only doing a mobile antenna and my pass window was very small and blah, blah, blah. My issues, not the radios, my issues, okay? But it has that functionality on there. Now, another functionality that the FTM500 has is obviously you could use it as a PDN or HRI node. This is separate from the HRI 200. We've talked about numerous episodes in there. The HRI 200s we're referring is to that little black interface box that goes like between the computer and the repeater or the computer and the radio, that kind of thing. But the 500 can do PDN or HRI mode. That makes it nice if you are traveling, if you are in some sort of situation where you want to be able to communicate with things, you can plug that into there, okay? Just plug your cables from your computer. Everybody's got a computer. Everybody travels with a Windows computer now. They do. I know some are going to say, no, they don't, but a lot of people do. But then you just plug those cables right in there. So even if you can't get anybody locally on the repeater or there's no Fusion repeaters near you or something, you can hop on Wires X and then cruise the Fusion highway, right? So that's what also makes it a great radio on there. In addition, the FTM500 has microphone jack in the radio body as well as in the head, and speakers as well as in the body of the radio as well as in the head. So this radio really kind of gives you that whole aspect of saying, I can put it in a remote mount fashion. I could put that main radio body in the trunk even if I want to. And I can run the cable. And we do stress you use the actual Yaesu cables. People have used other cables that are not Yaesu cables, and they've run into problems. They've had issues, okay? In this case, we say use the Yaesu cables, and you can mount that radio somewhere else where you just have the head of the radio out there. And with the way vehicles are getting smaller and smaller, or even better yet, if you have like a lease vehicle or you have something where you don't want to drill holes in the things and stuff, you can easily hide that body in a numerous different series of locations. Just use that microphone and the speaker and the head and everything and go ahead and do it out there. Now, the AESS function of this 500 also does play into some audio acoustics when you're listening to different signals on there. That's going to go ahead and pull in that signal. And not that Fusion has an issue with audio level. Remember, with digital, it goes and then it kind of basically drops off right away. Where with FM, it kind of plateaus, it goes down, 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 and then you lose the signal on there. But in addition to having that acoustic enhancement sound system or speaker system, you also have an SDX button, which is could be argument to say that it's like a preamp button on there. And I will tell you, I've noticed, hands down, with my FTM500, that I can actually go and pull in the signals much better on the 500 than I can on the other Yaesu mobiles, Fusion or not, because of that preamplifier aspect built in. Okay. Now, the final thing I'm going to tell you about is not really a, oh, it's a secret, it's a hack secret. No. What it really kind of is that it's a feature of the radio, but I don't think people realize that not only is it a feature of a radio, or they may, but then there's also like a, almost like a subset of feature on there. So the FTM500, since it has dual receivers, it also allows you to have the ability to do crossband repeat because it has two independent receivers. It allows you to receive on one frequency band and transmit on the other frequency band, okay? So no needs, no worries or anything like that whatsoever about like, well, does it work? Doesn't it work? No, it has two receivers, separate bands. You cannot, just by the term crossband repeat is not in-band repeat. So you can't go VHF, VHF, UHF, UHF. But you can go from VHF over to UHF, and then it's bidirectional, so it comes back that way. But one of the cool things, and this is what I've used my FTM500 for a fair amount. When you are in crossband mode, you have the ability to put your receive frequencies in AMS mode. And you can activate the crossband function with the receiver in AMS mode. Now, whoa, just explain that to me again, John. So normally crossband repeat on other radios are it receives VHF and transmit UHF. It's bidirectional. So whether it receives V and goes to U or U and goes to V, whatever. It has that ability to do that. But unlike the 400, which I know a lot of people love and a lot of people like, and they say, I'm going to hold my 400 to the day I die. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I didn't. I got rid of my 400s right away just because of what the features of the 500 did. But besides that, it went along and it has that ability for it to receive FM or a fusion signal. But when it transmits in crossband, it's always going to be in FM. Okay? Crossband repeat on the 500 cannot be transmitted in fusion. That's because of the YAZU system fusion protocol. And the protocol is you can't repeat a repeater. Can't. So, if we had this in crossband repeat, and it was in fusion for transmit, it would go into the repeater. It's not going to repeat. So, that's why there's not that option on there. Okay. Now, in addition to it, we have the SD card built into the head also too. Updating is done by the SD card on there. So, lots of different things in there. Customizable favorites list. Buttons on the top to make it a little more ease and user-friendly. And I'm just going to tell you, once again, if you're looking for a good mobile radio, high-quality mobile radio, radio that's going to go ahead and I say, put almost a checkbox in every single box that you have, that's going to be the FTM500. Does also have wideband receive on there, but alone for just the fusion aspects of things on there, I think it's worth its money. It also does APRS. There's a lot of other features, recording of it, Bluetooth built in, so a whole bunch of different other things on there. But I wanted to let you know kind of why this has some fusion functionality in there that, yes, other radios have in there too. But I think you're going to find that when we're talking about the 500, there's so much in there, you're really getting the most bang for your money. You really are. But the next radio we're going to talk is going to be the FT5D. That's the top-of-the-line fusion handheld. However, before we jump into that, we need to go ahead and answer the question, as we always get asked, John, where can I buy YAZU products? Where can I do that? And we get a lot of calls at the office. Hi, I'd like to go ahead and buy the FTM500. I'd like to buy the FT710. I would like to buy this. And we say this. We're saying, hey, we do not sell as the manufacturer. We don't. We let our authorized dealers, that's right, our network of authorized dealers sell the radios for us. We do not sell direct. We don't. I've heard people say, you guys do. I've gone online like eBay or Alibaba, whatever. People have given a whole bunch of different websites and it says sold by YAZU. No, that's wrong. We do not sell directly. We only sell through our authorized dealers. And when we say authorized dealers, they will tell you if there's an authorized dealer. Okay? Because as an authorized dealer, you know you're getting official, genuine YAZU product. And when you purchase from a dealer, you are also getting our 3-year warranty. That's correct. Our 3-year warranty standard when purchased through our authorized dealer. Okay? Nowhere else are you going to get a standard 3-year warranty on amateur equipment. You're really not, unless you're shelling out money, right? This is there. 3-year warranty on it. Warranty applies to the original purchaser with proof of purchase with the receipt from the authorized dealer, as well as going and showing their name, the model and serial number of the device, as well as the date of purchase. So when you make that purchase, hold on to that receipt, shove it away somewhere, pin it up in your shack, whatever you got to go ahead and do, because 3 years from there, as long as it's bought new, not used, if you buy it from someone else, no warranty transfer, okay? Make sure, though. If you have questions about that, go ahead and contact us on our warranty questions on there or need to find out a actual authorized dealer, you can go to our website, yazu.com, and find a dealer is on there. Click on it. It's going to tell you where those dealers are at. And just because a dealer may not actually physically be near you doesn't mean that our dealers do not have an interactive website for authorized dealers that are going to go ahead and allow you to purchase the great YAZU product that you wish to purchase. All righty. Getting to the FT5D. Now, the FT5D kind of goes like I said at the beginning, when you make a radio and you come out the next model, it's usually improvements on there. That's kind of what the 5 was, and it was kind of an introduction during COVID because of some things that we had. So our Fusion line of handhelds start way back at the FT1, then it morphed into the FT2, then we had the FT70, then we came out with the FT3. Now, the 3 was kind of the successor to the 2, the 2 is obviously the successor to the 1. The 5 is not only a successor, but really builds upon things of the 3. And a lot of people had these things that were saying this and this and this and this, and I want to see this and this and this. And that's where the five answered the call. And I'll tell you what, for as long as the five has been out there now, we've been out there for about 3-4 years because we introduced it during COVID. Man, that handheld is tried and true. Now, obviously, we're not going to talk about features of the handheld. We've talked about that in episodes past. You can see other people's videos, all that kind of stuff on our YouTube channel, other people's YouTube channel, all that kind of stuff like that. But why is this a good Fusion radio? Well, it bears a lot of the same characteristics that the FTM500 has, okay? And because people have asked, they said, well, is the 5FT5 very similar to the 300 then or the 400 as a mobile? And actually, it didn't. The 5 was kind of its own, and there was no, like, mobile pairing. You know, there's, like, the mobile complement, and then there's the portable complement. Well, it was the other way around. There was the portable complement, and then the 500 was the mobile complement that got made afterwards. But once again, on the FT5, you have dual fusion decoders on there. Once again, that's the important thing on there. It allows you to do fusion on the A or the B band. Doesn't have a main and a sub, but it has an A and a B band, okay? Touchscreen display on there. But once again, when we start getting to the aspects of fusion on there, you have that for a dual receiver with active fusion on there, but it can also be used as a PDN node or the HRI node. Now, it cannot connect to the HRI 200. People hear HRI mode, they're thinking the HRI 200. No, there's a PDN and an HRI mode. They're kind of like one and the same. One is just doing digital. One is allowing you to connect to non-digital or mixed mode rooms. The HRI 200 is a separate beast that can only be interfaced to a repeater or a mobile. It cannot, in any way, shape, or form, be interfaced into a handheld on there. But once again, you have that PDN HRI capability where if you connect it with the cables to the radio, you have either you have either your own little wires access point that could be done by RF, or you can do it with like a speaker microphone aspect of it. You could use the speaker microphone on the mobile too in direct mode or direct mode operation, but with the FT5D, once again, you can use it like a speaker microphone. Okay, you don't need to have another radio talking to it or anything like that whatsoever. Okay, very great sophistication of that handheld on there. Has that ability to record the Fusion conversations. I will tell you, we didn't this year because we had some conflicts on there, but we normally do the SantaNet. And in years past, when we do the SantaNet, we give the recordings or send recordings free of charge to the people that called in and then took part on the SantaNet. And there is a great story about on there. Where long story short, we had a person that went into the SantaNet. His child had some difficulties and stuff like that and unfortunately passed. I'm not going to go into the whole story on there. But long story short is that their child partook in, taken part in the SantaNet. We recorded it for him. When we recorded it, we emailed the recording to them. They listened to it each year. The sun has now passed. The sun has now passed on there. So it's sad, but that was made possible because of that recording with the FT5. So it just kind of show you, hey, not only is this, you know, it's got these fusion features in there, and all the same fusion complement features too as the 500. The really big difference you're going to see between, obviously, one is a mobile that runs about 50 watts, and one is a handheld that runs about 5 watts. But other things of that, you know, they got the belt release clip on there. The 500 as well as the 5 have built-in GPS, can do APRS. They could do GM mode, group monitoring mode. We're going to have a podcast come up on that soon. That is an amazing little feature on there. Allows you to ping the different users all together and stuff like that. Really, for the most part, sort of like an APRS for GM, or for Fusion, I should say, when you're using the GM mode. But not a lot of people are aware of that on there. Now, with that 5 on there, you know, one of the biggest things that a lot of people like to use that 5 is because of that remote wires control functionality. And what I mean by that is people can actually take and you can handshake with your wires X node and then use the handheld, even the mobiles also, take and use them to, how do you want to say, steer around the world, right? connect to different rooms, to do all that kind of fun stuff like that on there. So you don't have to sit in front of your Wires X computer. That allows you to do that. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't go ahead and state one other feature of the 500 that I wanted to bring up that the 5 cannot do. And what that is if you have a DR2X repeater and it is in a digital operation for command, you can actually take and sync your 500 mobile up to it using the DPID. You register the DPID into the repeater, and then what ends up happening is that you can remotely control your repeater via Fusion Telecommand via RF. Okay, we talked about that a few podcasts back on how you can do that, but that's another thing of using Fusion to do that. Now, if you register your DPIDs, not just mobiles, but handhelds also, you can do some of that control, such as like the emergency usage in the repeater and stuff like that. That gets you more in depth. That's definitely another topic. But that's some of the things that these radios can do with it as a Fusion radio, in addition to being an amazing FM radio. Okay. At Hamcation, we had some customers come up to us and they said, I like the FT5 and this and this and this. And we said, okay, you know, cool. Do you have a lot of Fusion repeaters in your area and stuff? And he says, I've never used digital on that radio at all. What do you mean you've never used digital on that radio? I've never turned the digital on. There's no digital repeaters by me. I'm not interested in doing any digital stuff. He says, I went along and I said, what I wanted was I wanted a radio that has a lot of features and bells and whistles and form factor, comfort, everything like that. And the FT5 had that. The FTM500 has that. That's why they bought the radios. Never. A day on digital. And I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing. I was like, wow, you know, you have a digital radio, but you've never done digital. And the guy, once again, he said, I'm not against digital. I just don't have any interest in it. And I wanted a good FM radio. So I think that speaks high volume to the 500 as well as the FT5 if people are just buying it for actual, you know, FM radio usage and not actual digital usage. All righty. Well, I want to thank everybody for going ahead and tuning in to this podcast on here. Little discussion on the FTM500 and the 5D, kind of like some of the Fusion attributes on there. It's good because this question gets asked a lot, like, what is the advantage of the 5? You know, why is the 500? Why is the 5 better than the 70 and that kind of thing? Next episode of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast, we're going to dive into the 200, the 300, and the FT70. Those are more of your entry-line basic Fusion-type radios on there. Little less bells and whistles, not so much as, you know, heavier feature sets in there. But one thing is you'll notice less feature sets, a little bit lower of a price tag that's on there. So until then, everybody, I want to say 73 from Yaesu, and we will go ahead and we will catch you on down the log.